What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Cougar. This is Cougar episode number 545 here on Wednesday, January 22nd. And it is the first episode of the second term of President Trump. Welcome to the golden age of America.
Yes, we're back.
America's back. Yeah. Donald Trump has been inaugurated as the 47th president of the United States. And it's been a fun 3 days this week.
Well, he's basically revoked the entire Biden presidency.
Yeah,
in 36 hours.
He's hitting the ground running. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
But one last Biden note before we move on with our lives here. Biden issued all of those preemptive pardons that we had been discussing. Mark Milley, total piece of shit. Fauci, piece of shit. A bunch of members of Congress and staff of the January 6th committee, fuck all of them. The Capitol and D.C. police who testified before the January 6th committee, making stuff up as they went along.
Yep.
And then, of course, right as the inauguration was kicking off, about 10 to 15 minutes before Trump was sworn in, they released the pardon, his final act of corruption for the Biden crime family. Basically, his whole family he pardoned because they all were part of the scheme to take money from foreign governments for influence. And
Chinese intelligence contacts.
I think
much.
That we're going to find out a lot more about that, because guess what?
Yeah.
Just because they're pardoned doesn't mean it can't be investigated.
Yeah.
And so I think that at the end of the day, the Biden crime family will go down as one of the worst in American history.
We have all the evidence besides the laptop. Tony Bobulinski.
Mm-hmm.
Gave the FBI all the files, which I'm sure Cash Patel is going to delve into. And, you know, when we hire new people and clean house there, we're going to find all the shit regarding that scheme.
And, you know, just 10 days ago, he said he would only pardon individuals who committed crimes. So, interesting. Because guess what? Any lawyer will tell you, even a basic lawyer will tell you, that accepting a pardon is essentially an admission of guilt.
Yeah.
Like, you're admitting that you did something wrong.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you could reject the pardon.
Yeah.
If you didn't do anything wrong, then it's...
Well, remember, Storm, the Department of Justice, his Department of Justice, has become so politicized to go after his family. So, you know, he had to do it to avoid all the politics and to uphold the rule of law. Something, something, something bullshit.
Well, and guess what? Just a few years ago, here's what Biden had to say about preemptive pardons.
President Trump is reportedly considering a wave of preemptive pardons. Does this concern you? All these preemptive pardons?
Well, it concerns me in terms of it, what kind of precedent it sets and how the rest of the world looks at us as a nation of laws and justice. You're not going to see in our administration that kind of approach to pardons. Nor are you going to see in our administration the approach to making policy by tweets. You know, it's just going to be a totally different way in which we approach the justice system.
Dude, all the top Dems have repeated that line, and they're getting face fucked at the same time. Like Adam Schiff, all of them.
He also gave clemency to a guy who killed two FBI agents, even though Christopher Wray, his own FBI director, told him not to. So it was a great day on Monday. Finally, the long national nightmare of the Biden presidency is over.
So thankful.
I thought that Trump's speech was excellent at an inauguration.
Yeah. Very specific, too. Even CNN was like, you know what? This is like it was a mix between State of the Union and inaugural.
Yeah.
Because inaugural addresses really don't get into the specifics of what he's going to do.
Well, not to mention that basically he told them all to their faces how they had fucked the country over for years. I mean, their faces were great.
We are going to bring back competency. I'm like, ooh.
Yep. A couple highlights I'm sure you've all heard by now, but in case you haven't, one of my favorite things, literally the first line of the speech, take a listen.
The golden age of America begins right now. From this day forward, our country will flourish and be respected again all over the world. We will be the envy of every nation, and we will not allow ourselves to be taken advantage of any longer. During every single day of the Trump administration, I will very simply put America first.
The golden age of America begins right now, and I love the messaging coming out of the White House. It's very positive about the future of America, and I'm very optimistic about where we're going here. of course, hitting illegal immigration almost right away. Take a listen.
Today, I will sign a series of historic executive orders. With these actions, we will begin the complete restoration of America and the revolution of common sense. It's all about common sense. First, I will declare a national emergency at our southern border. Illegal entry will immediately be halted, and we will begin the process of returning millions and millions of criminal aliens back to the places from which they came.
And they are. They really are. Yeah. The raids are happening. Homan's on it. The military's going to the border. Things have been mobilized. The app allowing all those illegals in has been shut down. I think yesterday was 766 crossings versus the 10,000 plus we were seeing a day under Joe Biden.
No more importation of illegals. The new settlements.
Yep.
Done. Revoked.
Yep.
Go
we're
home.
Not, we're not flying anybody in. We're kicking everybody out.
Yeah.
No more notice to appear releasing. No, no more catch and release.
Yeah.
So it's really happening
and
already.
Countries are beginning to reaccept, I guess, for lack of a better term, the illegals that are here, like India.
Yep.
So it's happening. Goodbye.
And then, of course, I thought one of the most powerful lines of the speech, take a listen.
America will be respected again and admired again, including by people of religion, faith, and goodwill. We will be prosperous. We will be proud. We will be strong, and we will win like never before. We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun. Thank you. God bless America. Thank you all. Thank you.
We will not fail.
Yeah.
And that is the mission that they came back to this White House with. And they have been so prepared.
Yeah.
From the staff selections, the executive orders on the first day. I mean, they came in ready to roll. They clearly, like we have said for many years, they clearly learned the lessons from the mistakes of the first, you know, first 100 days of the first administration.
Yeah.
Okay, so not going to run through them all here because, you know, I've just been in meetings and busy.
Well, there's over 200.
I'm already losing my voice, so I apologize.
There's a lot.
We
covered that town hall.
Yeah,
I wrote a big long post about it. You can go to whitehouse.gov. There's a big laundry list about all the things that he's done to reverse the American decline.
So, well, since taking office just on Monday, Trump has signed 42 executive orders, memorandums, or proclamations, 115 personnel actions, more than 200 executive actions, 60 minutes of press Q&A, three historic speeches, several presidential balls. He took more questions while he was signing executive orders the night of the inauguration than Biden took in his 4 years as president.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's just insane.
Yeah.
There's
and he's still going strong.
Yeah, there's finally transparency back.
Yeah.
You know, I during the commander-in-chief ball, I loved this. Trump called troops stationed over in South Korea and dropped a great line. Take a listen.
Hello, everybody. How are we doing over there? How's Kim Jong-un doing?
And then Trump, you know, also hitting on Pete Hegseth, our next Secretary of Defense. Take a listen.
Under the leadership of our next Secretary of Defense, who I just saw, Pete Hegseth, who's fantastic. Where is Pete? I saw him backstage. I don't know. There's so many people. How do you find anybody in this crowd? This is a big crowd. But if Pete's around, if Pete can hear this, come on up here, Pete. But we will again build the most powerful military the world has ever seen. We're going to have it.
And, of course, They tried to come out with more fake allegations against Pete Hegseth at the 11th hour, but it's not working.
Oh, my God.
Totally debunked, totally fake, and he will be confirmed this week as the Secretary of Defense. You could take that to the bank. But my favorite moment of the entire day on Monday was when President Trump cut the cake at the Commander-in-Chief ball with a cavalry saber.
Yeah.
And then YMCA starts blasting over the speakers, and he starts doing the Trump dance with the sword in his hand. It was just such a great moment. I love that. That video will fuel me forever.
It was awesome.
The pictures from it, the video, it was just great. And Melania looked great as always.
Yeah.
A great first lady. And she looks like she's ready to drink from the skulls of her enemies, too, for what they did to their family over these years. I am not going to run through
all these executive orders. No, there's too many.
Because my voice is going.
Yeah, basically, we have a national emergency declared at the southern border.
Yep.
At close of business today, all federal DEI offices and workers are to be shut down and put on paid leave.
Yep.
We have,
energy.
Energy declaration. All the federal workers have to come back to work.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole bunch of stuff. Which you can read at townhall.com.
Yeah.
We would be here all day. It's too much.
And it's going to keep going. And
free speech, ending government censorship, and the weaponization of the federal government. A whole bunch of stuff, man. It's
one of my favorite things that occurred on Monday was when he signed the pardons of all of the political prisoners who were persecuted by Joe Biden's weaponized federal government for January 6th.
Yeah.
And it was more than 1,500 individuals who were charged with federal crimes.
Yeah.
They
weren't following the ISIS operatives that were in the country, but they were going after these people.
Yeah, hundreds of prisoners released.
Yeah.
You know, last night I saw the prisoners had been released now. But at first, they were refusing to release them.
Yeah.
And Trump, just a few minutes ago before we recorded this, fired the head of the Justice Department's Bureau of Federal Prisons.
Nice.
But one of the best videos, and if you haven't seen this yet, I highly encourage you to find it on X. It's on my feed. Is a group of January 6th prisoners who were released last night immediately come out, and I guess their families brought their MAGA hats for them, and they put on their MAGA hats and they start singing Lee Greenwood's "God Bless USA."
Yeah,
and it was just unbelievable.
That was awesome.
Yeah,
although a little worried because some of them were, released on stretchers, on gurneys.
Yeah, there's some questions
and
there. There's some questions.
What the fuck was going on in these prisons?
Well, we knew that they were being abused,
right?
We've reported on that.
Yeah, but this is a gurney?
So the big question is, what are we going to find out happened to them while they were in there?
Yeah.
The abuse, their abuse of their civil rights.
Yeah.
And I am counting on our good friend Harmeet Dhillon, who's going to now be in charge of the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice, to look into what happened to these January 6th prisoners.
Yeah.
Because their rights were abused. And I hope that they sue the federal government civilly and get settlements, because it's fucking bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could talk about that all day.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, not all of them are out of the woods, man. I don't know if you saw Larry Krasner in Philly.
I did, yeah.
The Philly DA, he is considering filing state charges against the pardoned J6 defendants who are from Pennsylvania. So
yeah, they should get out.
We got a whole new legal nightmare. Although there might be some double jeopardy stuff going on. We'll let the lawyers handle that.
I don't know that they can charge like that. So we'll see.
Like that.
I think that's just a threat.
I think so too.
But if I lived in Pennsylvania and I was a J6 person that got a pardon, I'd get the fuck out of there. Come to Virginia.
This is the guy who basically gave all the Philly rioters a blank slate.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So, we all know this. We all know this. We all know who Krasner is.
Up on Capitol Hill, lots going on. We have the Lake and Riley Act passing in the Senate on Inauguration Day. I think that has to go back to the House. I believe this afternoon the House is going to concur and agree to the amendments, and then it will go to President Trump for a signature.
Nice.
One of the best changes in our immigration law in decades that didn't come with any bullshit amnesties. And
nope.
So the crazy part is 35 Democrats opposed it.
Yeah.
But the Senate Democrats, there were a number that did vote for it.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, it was all from states that either Trump won or performed well in, or who are up for election in 2026.
Yeah.
So So, our border czar, Tom Homan, who's great. I just love him.
He's awesome.
The fact that he's in charge of this is so great.
No bullshit Tom.
Yep. Dana Bash on CNN just couldn't believe that he would have the gall to say that we're going to enforce our laws.
Yeah.
Take a listen.
Others that don't have a criminal conviction but are in the country legally, they will be arrested too. Because we're not going to strike, and this is the difference between the last administration and this administration, ICE is going to enforce the immigration law. There's nothing in the INA, the Immigration Nationality Act, says you got to be convicted of a serious crime in order to be removed from this country. So there's going to be more collateral arrests in sanctuary cities because they forced us to go into the community and find the guy we're looking for.
Let me just make sure that I understand what you're saying, because at first you said that the first targets are those with criminal records, but you are also saying that those who are undocumented in the U.S., also who don't have criminal records, people who are working in their communities, maybe even have spouses who are American citizens, they could be swept up with ICE today as well?
What I'm telling you is when we go find our priority target, which is a criminal alien, if he's with others in the United States illegally, we're going to take enforcement action against him. We're going to enforce the immigration law.
What a shocking
concept.
I
almost thought Maisie Hirono was doing the interview because she also doesn't understand the concept of illegal immigration.
Yeah. What a shocking concept. And then she was like appalled that an illegal alien doesn't have to be convicted of a serious crime to face deportation because they are here illegally. To begin with, that is the crime. not to mention, they've already arrested and deported I believe almost 1,000 serious murderers, rapists, pedophiles that have been rounded up already.
Yeah, it's happening.
And so it's great.
Yeah.
What else we got here? He revoked security clearances of 51 former intelligence officials who dismissed the Hunter Biden laptop as Russian disinformation. Revoked the security clearance of John Bolton. Also took away Bolton's Secret Service protection.
why he was getting Secret Service protection?
Well, here's what Trump had to say about it.
Yeah. Bolton's security clearance, sir.
Because I think that was enough time. It's we take a job. You take a job. You want to do a job. We're not going to have security on people for the rest of their lives. Why should we? I thought he was a very dumb person, but I used him well because every time people saw me come into a meeting with John Bolton standing behind me, they thought that he'd attack them because he was a warmonger. He's the one that got us involved, along with Cheney and a couple of others, convinced Bush, which was a terrible decision, to blow up the Middle East. You know, we blew up the Middle East and we left. We got nothing out of it except a lot of death. We killed a lot of people. And John Bolton was, one of those guys, a stupid guy. But no, you can't have that for life. You shouldn't expect it for life.
And the Trump administration revoked Biden's decision to remove Cuba from the list of state sponsors of terrorism. We're rolling here.
We're rolling.
We got trillions in investment, huge AI projects.
Yeah.
And so
I
now.
Was it, did I read that? Did I see that right? SoftBank now, it's up to $500 billion?
Yeah.
It was $100 billion, then it was $200, and now, Mr. President, I'm here with $500 billion.
We'll see if that money actually comes through and exists. Yeah. I'm a little skeptical, but we'll see. I agree with you, Elon. I don't know if these people have this money, but it's positive. It's positive in the fact that companies want to at least pledge to invest in America again.
Yeah.
Creating hundreds of thousands of jobs. Apparently, just in the last 3 days, they've already signed deals for trillions of dollars of investment in the United States. That's not to mention that we have coming forward the reconciliation bills, which we're going to really get into in February, as the negotiations will really pick up on that, to fund the border wall and to rewrite tax law, to extend the Trump tax cuts permanently, to potentially look at changing the corporate tax rate. I heard no tax on tips is going in
there.
There's going to be a huge boom for the economy from these potential tax cuts. And not only that, like you mentioned last week, the repatriation of money from overseas. So there's a lot to be
happening. Did you see the stock market today?
A new all-time high.
Ooh, baby.
The Trump boom is real.
Yes.
And so really the biggest thing now is getting these confirmations done. And so first we had Marco Rubio confirmed 99-0 on inauguration night, but now we've come to a grinding halt because the Senate Democrats are intent on obstructing President Trump getting his cabinet.
Yeah.
And looking back to when Obama came into office, you know, he had 7 cabinet nominees, his top 7 people confirmed on Inauguration Day.
Yeah.
Right? We didn't stop that.
No.
But now, the Senate Democrats seem intent on forcing us to run out the clock on each single one of these in order to take a final vote on them.
Yeah.
And guess what? Thune, coming in the clutch, and I love that he's doing this, he says, okay, you want to do that? Cancel your weekend plans.
Yeah.
You're not leaving town.
Yeah.
We're going to go around the clock until these nominees are approved.
Yeah.
And so I guarantee you that sometime in the next 24 hours, because those senators, they love to leave town on their taxpayer dime and fly back home for their vacations, there will be an agreement to push through all of the nominees in a short period of time, and they'll do back-to-back-to-back-to-back votes. But all of our nominees so far that have had confirmation hearings have come out of committee.
Yeah.
And they're ready to be voted on the floor. Yeah. So we'll see what happens here in the next 48 hours. I think you're going to see that logjam come open because, you know, there's one thing that motivates Congress.
Yeah.
It's getting the hell out of
getting
town.
Getting the hell, yeah.
Even though that's their job to be here and to do
the business. They got
to
get those checks, people. Man. They got to go back and get some checks, get some, you know, glad hand with the fat cats that fill their coffers and, you know, get the special treatment.
Yep. And then, you know, there's been so many instances of this already in the first 72 hours, but the leftist media is just out of control. I mean, you've been following this, and the biggest instance of it was Elon Musk.
The Nazi salute, which was not a Nazi salute.
Not a Nazi salute.
He was giving his heart out to the people, and even the Anti-Defamation League was like, this isn't a Nazi salute, which sent, like, the likes of AOC... through the fucking roof. She has been having a meltdown over this for the past 36 hours because that's frankly all that she's good for.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they can't really... I mean, they were obsessing about January 6th yesterday, but every single time they brought it up, someone, one way or another, brought up the fact that Joe Biden pardoned his entire crime family. So everyone should just, you know, take a sip of shut the fuck up, from the cup of shut the fuck up. And, you know, it's... Mm-hmm. There's nowhere to go. There's no talking point that they can pivot, so they just go with this lie. And, you know, Greg Gutfeld had a good point. He's like, they know it's a lie.
Yeah.
But they also know that their credibility and their reputation can never be repaired, so that's all they have. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this will be a media obsession, I think, for another day or two, but it's going to go away because no one believes it.
Yeah.
No one believes it. So... and the ones who do believe it are the usual suspects who are just unserious people to begin with.
Yeah.
So there's that. You have the on Inauguration Day, the speech. Every single time Republicans win or lay out an agenda, it's dark times.
Well, yeah,
it's dark times. Pure darkness. Speech is darkness. So,
of course.
You know,
course.
Meanwhile, it's not, again, glossing over the rampant corruption that Joe Biden was part of and the pardoning of his crime family and all that stuff. Please. Just sit down and shut up for the next 4 years. You guys lost.
Yeah.
You lost. So, I don't know what to tell you. You can whine into the void, but no one's going to believe you. There's other ecosystems of information that Theo Von and Joe Rogan and the likes of them have occupied. And it's entertainment. Just laugh and mock at them. I mean, that's the only thing that you can do now is everyone was posting, you know, Superman stuff, like Superman... flying. Yep. That's a Nazi salute, you know. So the YMCA, that's a double Nazi salute. So just laugh.
Yeah, I mean that's...
I mean it's a punchline. When it's a punchline, it's a problem. So, you know, you got no narrative, you got no talking point that's gonna resonate.
What's been interesting though, at least I've found, is they're pretty demoralized.
Yeah.
Like we've got them pretty beat down. And so this is the time to continue to strike and continue to win.
I mean, that's not to say, like, this was a meltdown, but, like, it was not nowhere near 2017 Inauguration Day, you know?
Well, sure.
Where, like, you know, Chris Matthews, before he got canceled, called, you know, Trump's speech Hitlerian. You know, it was outrageous. Now it's just, yeah, you're right. It's more downplayed. It's more, like I said, 2017 was like Chernobyl meltdown. Mm-hmm. This was like 3 Mile Island.
Yeah.
It's still serious, but no explosions.
Yeah.
Right. Which I'll take. I mean, whatever. But
no, I know.
You know, I mean, you know, makes our lives kind of easier. But
I'm just happy that, and thank God that we got through the inauguration.
Oh, yeah,
with no incidents, no attempts on President Trump, and You know, I was very concerned about that, and
yeah.
rightfully so. Like, look at what was going on.
Well, you went to the one in 17.
Yeah.
Oh, there
yeah.
were people with fucking hammers, claw hammers, bashing people over the head and stuff. It was a full-blown riot in yeah. some parts of the parade route,
mm-hmm.
which obviously never saw the light of day
in
the
news media.
Never saw it. But it was a full-blown riot. Cars were being torched, but no coverage.
Yeah.
So from what I saw, it was like a bunch of losers, like 30 of them, just, you know, Trump is a loser or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That was basically it, because it was inside,
yeah.
tightly secure.
Well, the women were out there on, I think it was Saturday, wearing their stupid pussy hats or whatever.
Yeah.
You
the
know.
Vagine hats.
Yeah, oh, my God. all right. Well, I think, unfortunately, my voice is going, guys, so I can't get you as full of an episode as I would have liked to today and really run through all the actions.
Some good ground, though.
But we'll have a lot more for you next week coming up here. Although my voice might be gone from the Eagles game this weekend.
Right.
So we'll see.
You have the Stephen Hawking voice.
That's
Get
true.
That
I could do that. I could do that. but you know what? Enjoy yourselves. We are so back, and America
yes.
is back, and the winning is only going to continue and get better from here.
Best is yet to come.
Well, I'm gonna play one last clip here, and this is the Trump clip of the day. This is a throwback to one of my favorite Trump quotes of all time. Roll that clip, Mr. Producer.
And we're going to start winning again. We're going to win so much. We're going to win at every level. We're going to win economically. We're going to win with the economy. We're going to win with military. We're going to win with health care and for our veterans. We're going to win with every single facet. We're going to win so much, you may even get tired of winning. And you'll say, please, please, it's too much winning. We can't take it anymore. Mr. President, it's too much. And I'll say, no, it isn't. We have to keep winning. We have to win more. We're going to win more.
I'm not tired yet, and we're not going to get tired for a little while, and I'm still going to say we're going to do more winning. it's the best. All right. God bless America, and God bless President Trump. And, of course, if you have any comments, email us, triggered@townhall.com. We love hearing from you. Thank you so much for that note, Dustin. That was a great uplifter of the day. We love hearing from all of you, so please email us. And if you enjoy Triggered and want it uncensored, you know what to do. Become a Town Hall VIP member at townhallvip.com. Use the promo code POTUS47. That's POTUS47 for 74% off. Not going to give you my full spiel. Trust me, you will love it. We could use your support and get on our team here as we take back our country and really do some winning here in the coming months. We love you all, and we will see you back here next week for another episode of Trigger.
See you then.